Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. There's a sound of worship in this house that has to be brought forth this morning. And let us lift it up now. Lord, to you. Lord, to you. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Lord, I pray in all I do. Let the river of my
Good morning, everybody. Rise, shine. Good morning, Brakatov, Mishpaka. Good morning, family. Welcome to Talk, Teach, and Testify Radio. I am your brother, Brother Rinaldo Wade, and this morning we want to really look at all gold, because all gold is that glitter. We go into the house of the Lord and we expect to a great deliverance, great right now word, and even true praise and true worship. But some of that stuff is cursed. Some of the people are not living the way that they should according to the word. The word tells us that not only are we are supposed to be hearers of the word, but also doers of the word, deceiving not our own selves. And there are a lot of people who come to the house of the Lord thinking that, well, I'm here at church, so now I can be saved and sanctified. But when we talk about the kingdom lifestyle, it's a every minute, every second type of lifestyle. When we think about the kingdom of the Father, we serve a Father who is omnipresent. Therefore, people that they can run, but they can't hide. People think that they can hide skeletons in their closet and they won't spill out. They even think that, well, if I can fake it till I make it, people won't notice the hidden agendas that I have. When, in all actuality, when the Holy Ghost shows up, it does expose everything. So this morning, I just want to let you know that all gold is not glitter in the house of Yah. Most of the people do not even have a relationship with Yahweh. They don't even know who he is. They don't know the voice. They don't even know his word. They might memorize it from Genesis to Revelation. But is it in their spirit? Do they live the word out? And what about the love factor? Why people walking in love? What happened to that? What happened to the hugs and fasting for one another and praying for one another? All relationships are not good relationships. You're going to run into a lot of bad ones, and you're not only at home, but also in your congregation and in church. So, and Facebook as well. So, thank you, Holy Ghost. So, this morning, all good is not glitter. Just because a person says that they are a prophet or an apostle or an evangelist, pastor or teacher, that does not necessarily mean that they work for the fivefold ministry of Yah. They could be working for the fivefold ministry of the enemy, the Hey Shaitan. So after a couple more praise and worship songs this morning, because he has a word for us, there's a warning for his children on this morning. I'm happy, I am humbled and honored to bring forth another word unto you on this morning. All gold is not glitter. Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. Before I play the next praise and worship song, let's go over a couple of announcements. And those of you who have missed the two-part series on the kingdom initiation, trials and tribulations, please go on to Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries through Facebook, and you can listen to whatever topic there is on that page. I have a list of the last 3 weeks. Also, you can go on blogtalkradio.com, and in the upper right-hand corner in the search engine there, you can type in Talk, Teach, and Testify Radio, and then you can go ahead and select the program that you would like to listen to. Also, if there's a topic that you would like to talk about, or if you have any questions, or even if you're asking about the Kingdom Harvest Hebrew Institute, about classes for in the Hebrew, you may write me at talkteachtestify@gmail.com. That is talkteachtestify@gmail.com. You can reach out to me on Facebook under Rinaldo Wade or Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministry. Or you can call your brother at area code 470-798-7319. I will be starting up another semester very soon, And I hope that you can enroll. The seats are filling up kind of fast, so you might want to enroll kind of early. Also, if you would like to be a corporate partner, or if you just want to donate, you may do so in one of two ways. You could do it monetarily. You could do that by going on to www.paypal.com. You could press the send money tab. It's going to ask for email address. You type in talkteachtestify@gmail.com, and you can send it that way. Or you can mail it. You can mail it to Talk, Teach, and Testify Radio in care of Rinaldo Wade, P.O. Box 2461. That is Savannah, Georgia, 31402. The address, again, is P.O. Box 2461, Georgia, 31402. Also, put on the money order check or whatever, please put Rinaldo Wade. First name is spelled R-E-N-A-L-D-O. Hallelujah. The proceeds go toward building up the ministry, making sure that Talk, Teach, and Testify Radio stays on the air. And other people want to hear the truth. Hallelujah. So we have to make it available so that others can hear what said the Lord in this season. All righty. There will be no Talk, Teach, Testify Ministry teachings on tomorrow. I will be resting and taking time out. And I will be back on the air, if Yahuwah is willing, on Wednesday. So Monday and Tuesday, your brother will also be resting on those days. All right. Hallelujah. All right. Those are all the announcements. We can go to our next praise and worship song. We just do it listening to Flow to You. Let the rivers of your worship flow to Him. I love that song. Hallelujah. It takes you up there. And we had a show for last, and that is to wake everybody up. I'm talking about spiritually, so that we can be alert as to what's going on. Praise ye the Lord. Torah Habra Basham. Blessed be His holy name. And we're going to go ahead and go into another session. It's Working by William Murphy here on Talk, Teach, and Testify Radio. Welcome to the morning show with your brother, Brother Rinaldo Wade. Hallelujah. Get ready.
What I have known.
Come on, you say,
this is my
Good morning. Hallelujah. It is working. Hallelujah. I love that song by William Murphy. There's a seed in the ground. Hallelujah. The word should be planted into you so it can manifest and his esteem, his glory, his light, his order should be in you. Good morning. It is 10:20 a.m. here in Savannah, Georgia. Good morning unto you. And we're talking about all gold, not glitter. And I just want to share a word with you on this morning, and it'll be very short, and we continue our Shabbat and our rest in the Father. Shabbat Shalom to all of my brothers and our sisters that is listening on this beautiful Shabbat morning. When you go into 1 Kings chapter number 14, and that is where we'll go on this morning. And as you're turning there, once more, we hear the I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost routine, and we're supposed to be setting a standard of excellence for the kingdom of Yah, and we're supposed to be bringing the kingdom environment of true holiness and sanctification into the house of the Lord. And people try to fake it till they make it. And you can only do that for so long. And people, watch this. We have to use discernment, okay? Because a lot of people are not living what they're preaching or what they are singing. When a person tells you that they're praying for you, are they really praying for you or are they praying on you? But when we go into 1 Kings chapter 14, and we're going to start at verse number 21, we're going to read about a king of Yehuda by the name of Rehoboam. And he was the son of Shlomo, the son of Solomon. He was 41 when he began to reign, and he reigned over Jerusalem and Yehuda for 17 years. Now, the father at one point. But when we read this passage here, and I read 21 and we're going to go into 22, we're going to read about witchcraft, divination, that's going to be brought into the house of the Lord. And we see that there are, we're going to see how people can use divination, witchcraft, and all these false prophecies and false miracles and et cetera, et cetera, how it's introduced into the house and what the Father does when an individual can become disobedient, when they're not worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Father, have a blessing upon the reader, hearer, and doer of his eternal word. We're at verse 22. Face this. And Judah did evil in the sight of Yah, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins, which they had committed above all that their fathers had done. They also built them high places and images and groves on every high hill and under every green tree. And there were also Sodomites in the land. And they did according to all the abominations of the nations, which Yah cast out before the children of Yashariel. And it came to pass the fifth year of King Rehoboam, that Shishak, the king of Mizraim, which is Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. And he took away all the treasures of the house of Yah and the treasures of the king's house. He even took away all. And he took away all the shields of gold which Shlomo had made. Now watch what happens in verse 27. Because now the esteem, the glory of Yah had departed from his house and from the house of Yah. Watch what happens when this king would watch. Thank you. I had to reiterate. Watch what he does to replace the golden shield. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brass shields and committed them unto the hands of the chief of the guard, which kept the door of the king's house. And it was so when the king went into the house of Yah that the guard bare them and brought them back into the guard chamber without right there. So Yehuda did evil in the sight of the Father because they were practicing idolatry and adultery as well. They turned their backs on the Father who loved them and redeemed them and protected them. They became an unfaithful spouse. They pursued spiritual adultery with idols and prostitution and other things that were ungodly. Perverted people came into the land. When you talk about the Sodomites, perverted individuals, prostitution. And they did all of this with the abomination that was against the Father. The Father chastises the praise and the worship, and that is what Yehuda means, praise and worship. He chastised Yehuda, or Judah, by allowing Shishak, the king of Egypt, to come up against his city of peace. Now, this during the fifth year took over. Now, let's give you a brief history about Shishak from Egypt. He had founded the Egyptian dynasty. He lived from 945 to 924 BC. That's how long he reigned. And when he came in without a fight and took away all the treasures house of the Father. Now, this happened during the fifth year Rehoboam. And it was so disturbing how everything went from gold to bronze in 5 years. There was years of strength and unity, security in Israel. He comes in, and his name, by the way, means he enlarges the people. He puffed them up with sin and idolatry, forced them to give up the glory of the Father. Gold is glory. Bronze is an alloy. It's made out of zinc, and it's made out of copper. It may look like gold, but it doesn't quite have that luster or that shine like gold. People's king lifestyle have went from sugar to shift. In all actuality, all gold, because from a far distance, it may look like gold, especially if you take a penny, which is out of copper, and you can hold it or you can put it in your room and walk away from it a few feet and got a little luster if you're having a new penny. The closer you get up on it, the more that you would realize that it's not really gold. People, when you put copper into fire and it sends black smoke up into the atmosphere, when you purify gold, it's different. It gets brighter as you put it in the fire. King Rehoboam decided that because all of the treasures was taken away, all the gold shields was that Shlomo had made, and when those was taken away, Abraham decides he's going to replace them with brass shields. The bronze was supposed to be a replacement of the gold, and it showed the decline of the dynasty of David. The thing about it also, about the bronze shields that we have to realize, is that while the gold shields were out open on display for everybody to use, they were beautiful displays. And if you read 1 Kings chapter 10, there were 500 shields. There were 200 large ones and 300 small ones. And they were all in the forest of Babylon, too soft of a material. So it showed the example of image over substance. The beginning of the days of Shlomo, and it worsened in the day of Rehoboam. Also, when you see the decline, your brothers and your sisters, how their place in the world starts to decline, you start to see that that person trying to operate past glory. Meaning this, that I healed one last year or 3 years ago. I spoke a prophetic utterance over an individual. That makes me a prophet. Come on. We have to realize that we have to crucify our flesh daily, and we need to get a download of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Ghost, on a daily basis. People are still operating on 10-year-old Holy Ghost. When we need to nurture, and we might need the Holy Ghost 3.0, 4.0. If you go to a computer, and there are times when there are updates and uploads and updates to download a new version. We have to do that in the house of the Father because all gold ain't glitter. We go from glory to glory. We shift from faith to faith. Our trials and tribulations tested through the fire gets us into a higher dimension in Yah. We see here in the story, things get worse, and people try to play on image, like people do today, by trying to dress the part of being safe and sanctified. They put on their mask and their best outfit and makeup and cologne and perfume and try to cover up that stink. People, all the glitter, all grass, it's not greener on the other side. The gold shields were out on display for everybody to see. There was no fit until you make it. But then the bronze had to replace the gold. They, if you read in the scripture in verses 27 and 8, he commanded the captives of the guard to guard it, to hide it. I thought the song goes, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. But some people's light bulbs in the spirit realm is dull. And they need to get a higher wattage. And the only way that you can do that is to connect to the DC, to the direct current of all power, of all dominion, of all authority, which is the Heavenly Father. My brothers and my sisters, do not let your kingdom lifestyle become dull. Don't let the enemy invade your praise and your worship into your prayer life, into your genuine walk with the Father, and try to replace it with something that is materialistic. The things that are seen, people, is temporal, says the word. But the things that are unseen, those are the things that are eternal. Those are things that we seek, the things of the Father. If you seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you. Seek his wisdom, his knowledge, and his understanding. Don't try to replace it with books and theological seminars and doctorates and divinity degrees like they're trying to pay out today in the charismatic church. You can only heal, cast out demons, and deliver individuals by praying and by fasting. There's no shortcuts. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll fast from for a day, or better yet, I could turn off Facebook for 3 days. That's all good and dandy. But the primary objective is fasting from food, because it goes all the way back to the book of Genesis. But that's another teaching. But be genuine, like old. Be genuine in your lifestyle. If you have any type of trials and tribulations, any type of problem that you have, take it to the Father. Pray in the Spirit under the unction of the Holy Ghost. We all under construction, okay? We all fell short of the glory of the Father because we were sinners at one point. But when you learn better, you should be able to do better. Not do a kingdom cover-up and try to put on this fake persona. People are laying hands on individuals, bringing false prophecies, we call prophet lies, even trying to preach a word that they really don't understand, when in all actuality, they need to tap into plumb line of the Father and stay there. Receive downloads as to what he is trying to tell us in seasons. And as long as the earth spins, yes, we are going to have seasons. But when everybody say, this is your season, know what season it is. And make sure that it's the Holy Ghost and that's your flesh. Let's talk. That's the bronze come in at. Hang around in the house of the Lord to the foolishness and the circus acts at the altar, when the altar is supposed to be available for true praise and true worship. What happened to kingdom protocol? Where are the repairs of the breach, the restores of the past to dwell in? It says in the book of Yeshayahu, the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 11. Where are they? Instead of building up kingdom, their ministry, so that that way we can put bronze image to attract the people. We haven't received the full power of the Holy Ghost yet, but we can fake it until we try to get it. When the Messiah started his ministry, he was baptized by his cousin, Ya'ukanan, baptized. In Luke chapter 4, it tells us that he was full of the Holy Ghost, led by the Spirit, by the Ruach of Yahuwah, into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. the Hey Shaitan tempted him during time. And the word in flesh, you of Yahuwah, for every attack that came unto him. Once he passed the test, now he appointed to be anointed. He goes into Galilee and begins his ministry. Notice, if you read Luke 4, it says that he was full and operating with the power of the Holy Ghost. We might have the Holy Ghost, but you have to operate in the power of the Holy Ghost to do ministry. You must have the quab, the heart of Yah. A lot of individuals, and I want to go here on this thing. Thank you, Holy Ghost. These people on Facebook, all these titles, and Master Prophet, Chief Apostle, PhD, ABC, whatever they want to put on their names. He said he make your name great, not your gift or your title. He had interest in titles. When you get to the heaven or judgment day, he's going to call out the name, not your title. Everything is going to be replayed when he opens up the books of your life. He's not accepting bronze, people. Make sure that you're living your life like it's golden. I like that song. Live it to the fullest, but live it with Yah being first and head of your life and all over your life with false humility. People smile on your face and they pat you on the back. And you don't get that secure hug of love, that unadulterated, uncompromising love. King Rehoboam tried to fake by putting false shields on display. They were in a protected guard room until a particular feast or celebration came out. When you have the esteem of God on your life, that light shines everywhere you go. Your love is genuine. You don't do things because you have a hidden agenda. You do particular deeds because of your heart, and it's the love that you share that the Father has. You have that same love. When you can forgive an individual, forgive them, forgive and forget. A lot of people want to do that. You have to forgive and forget. Let the water go under the bridge and continue on with your life. All gold and glitter, the praise and the worship in your church. Make sure those leaders who are listening, make sure that those musicians, the praise and worshipers, also have a prayer life and a fasting life, and that they study the word of Yah, because we need more prophetic worship and praise in the house of Yah. Some of the leaders need to rebuke these magicians, these musicians. Keep them in line. Praise and worship leaders, make sure that your worship is pure. Do you read your word? Do you study it? Do you receive the understanding of his Torah, of his word? Deacons, ushers, ministers, associate pastors, whoever you may be. The overseer or leader, whoever he may be, he or she be, make sure that they are also having a sanctified lifestyle. But leaders, make sure that your doors open so that you can hear them when they need you. Make sure that your life also lines up. The Father understands how hard it is. And the higher that you go in him, the more that the turbulence will become. Attitude determines your altitude. And some people are swearing that they fly like eagles, but they're really flying like pigeons, if you will. All gold and glitter, people, praise and worship that you hear, whether it's in church or on your radio. And we know that a lot of gospel singers today, they are trapped in the worldly system. And they will tell you, look, this is the only way that I can reach out to them. And yes, he does use the foolishness of this world to confine the wise. But you must make sure that your lifestyle of the Father. Wrapping it up here. Painting a perfect picture of what you think that true holiness is. It's nothing in comparison to how the Father is. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And we should have leaning on our own understanding. We need to get an understanding of what true holiness is. And we must allow the Holy Ghost to teach us, to mold us, to shape us, and wants us to be. Know who you are and whose you are in him. You can't be nobody else. And please, do not go around saying that I wish that I can preach like he or her. Wow, I wish I had the anointing of that individual. Don't know the process that they went through. And they be operating on their gifts. People, there's a difference between operating in the gifts, operating in the anointing of Yah. The anointing takes the gifts and it activates into the true apostolic and the prophetic destiny that you have already arrived. You're not getting to the destiny. You are already there once you have received the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Ghost. You have these false prophets trying to prophesy unto you when the Father did not even send them. Last scripture that I would like to bring unto you for evidence is the book of Yirmiyahu, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23. First thing he says, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pastures, says Yahuwah. So it lets us know that these people who are supposed to be your shepherds, genuine shepherds with the heart of the Father, but they are destroying and scattering the sheep. They have driven away the sheep. They are not visiting the sheep of the Father. And he's going to visit them for their evils of their doings. But if you go to verse number 14, it says, I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem, they commit adultery and they walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none do return for his wickedness. They are all of them of me, unto me, as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah, Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember we read back in 1 Kings chapter 14 about the Semites. They came in also to celebrate the adultery that Yahweh was doing, or Judah. Same thing here, my brothers and sisters, committing adultery and walking in lies, strengthening the hands of these, some of the bishops, apostles and prophets, the false ones, the evildoers. He said, they're all unto him like Sodom and Gomorrah. Verse number 16, thus says the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They make you worthless. Own heart. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of Yah. They stay sealed unto them that despise me. Yah has said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. The wrath of the Father. He did not create you to live a bronze life. He created you to live a life that is golden, that is precious. Precious unto him. You're wonderfully created by him. You have your very own blueprint. The architect of liftings. The architect of holiness and sanctification. The creator of the heavens and the earth. You so much that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. The evidence of speaking in tongues lets us know that you have received the Holy Ghost. People try to use false tongues. They practice real in their homes and they bring it into the church. Therefore, there are people who can discern or who can interpret those tongues. Beware of those who prophesy after their own hearts, who want you to give up your dream, your vision, and even your money. My brothers and my sisters, all gold is not glitter. Everything that may look like or sound like or you perceive, if you don't have the discernment of the Heavenly Father, you're going to be bamboozled. And this happening in the church right now. A lot of are leaving the pews because they're sick and tired of being sick and tired of being prophesied to. The word is not rich anymore. The teaching has no anointing. The building has Ichabod written all on it. The praise and worship sounds like the worldly music today. No anointing in that house. My brothers and sisters, we are at those end times. Check yourself. Make sure that that contaminate false prophecies because those type of things can vex you. And then you wonder why you're getting attacks and spiritual warfare that doesn't even belong to you. I pray in the name of Yah that this word was uplifting unto you on this morning. All these flyers and all of these conventions and holy convocations and conferences, they're starting to get smaller and smaller. Play themselves. And you can see them putting all kinds of glory and stuff all on their pictures to make it seem like, look, come see me. Worship me. Come in. I'm a diva. You have kingdom women calling themselves divas. Let's break that down for one moment. We still got 5 minutes. Diva is a Greek word that means goddess. And once you call yourself a god or goddess, putting yourself or you're trying to say that you are on the same place or higher than the Heavenly Father Yah. And that takes you back to how Lucifer, how that iniquity, how that pride settled in his heart, and that got him kicked out of the presence of the Father. Same scenario today. These preachers feel that they're God. Please rent the movie The Under Shepherd. It's a very excellent movie, and it stars Isaiah Washington and Zig Jr. It shows you about the politics, the power surge, the power play in American church. My brothers and my sisters, stop hitting the spiritual snooze button and wake up. You are responsible for your own salvation. You're responsible for your life here. You're responsible for your own journey and your exodus. All gold is not glitter. All saints are not all saints. You have some saints and you have some ain'ts. All these people that say that they are apostles, many of them are imposters. All of these prophets, let's go back to the apostles, thank you, Holy Ghost. All these people, I mean, that's the new fad today. I'm an apostle. You better be careful. There's a lot of warfare that goes along that gift with that office after your prophet. Where the true evangelists at that walks the highways and the byways, that get out there to deliver the word of Yahuwah? We need you. Where are the pastors and the teachers at? The true pastors. And where's the teachers? Who's going to stay humble? Teach them the unadulterated, uncompromising, the unhypocritical word of the Father. People sure can talk the talk, but what about the walk? The ministry doesn't start, people, behind the pulpit. It's what you do once you come from behind that pulpit. That's what really matters. I encourage you this morning. I will lift you in prayer and supplications. It's time for us to come back to the truth. In your Father's name, study to show yourself approved to him, a workman that needed to be ashamed, rightly dividing his word of truth. And don't take nobody's word for it. Take the word for it. And that's for me also. Study the word, look at it, and allow the Holy Ghost to teach you. I'm just a servant, nothing more, nothing less. I'm an Obadiah, which means I'm a humble servant of the Father. I will only bring you the truth. That is my vow that I made unto the Father. Make sure that your vows are golden. Make sure that you stay true to your word, as you stay true to the word of Father. Watch what he does for you in this season. I love each and every one of you in spirit and in truth. There's nothing that you can do about it for you to do one thing. That is for you to love me back and love others. Why? Because Yahuwah is love. The Father is love. And those that worship him, true worshipers now, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Whoso thinketh in his heart, so is he. Make sure that your heart is right. Even though people try to mask their hearts, your heart is always going to tell on you. Your heart will never lie. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, Mishpacha. Have a very best Shabbat. I'm your brother, Wade. Morning radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. I will leave you with a very powerful song, Shifting the Atmosphere by Jason Nelson. Have a very blessed weekend. Hope to see you on Wednesday morning, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Talk Beach Intestine Radio. Have a very blessed morning.
Every chain is broken. This world should be.